Now, some remarkable images were released this week of an isolated tribe living in the rainforest on the Brazil-Peru border. They're Panoan Indians, who campaigners say are threatened by a rise in illegal logging on the Peruvian side of the border. The photos, you've probably seen them, showed members of the tribe covered in red paint. They were seen using machetes, which experts say they probably acquired through trading links with other forest tribes. Well, John Perivalaris is a photographer, and he's with us in the studio. John, welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. What was your first thought when you saw these images?
Well, I first saw the photographs before I saw the footage, and it reminded me, actually, of how aerial photography, whether in as a still photograph or video, has been one of the most consequential, I think, visual forms of recent times. When you think of the most memorable images in the last few decades, well, I think of the missile head footage from the first Gulf War, which was broadcast on CNN. I think of the lead-up to the recent Gulf War with Colin Powell's presentation of those satellite images, which his advisors categorically presented as evidence of WMD. The camera always lies, we know that. I think of the leaked WikiLeak footage of the helicopter atrocity in Iraq last year. I think also of our everyday lives. I think of CCTV footage, always from above, always aerial. But I found myself irresistibly slipping into fiction and fantasy and film. What the images of the Indians brought to mind, first of all, the very first image that came to mind was the Wagnerian helicopter attack in Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now. Mm. I thought of, you know, it took me back to my childhood.
We'll explore this idea of images from above more with my two guests in a moment, but I want to get their first thoughts on what they thought about the photographs when they saw them, be they the moving pictures that are now, as you say, John, now available, or in the initial photographs. Nesreen, what did you think when you saw them?
Oh, I thought they were remarkable in the sense that they just seemed a snapshot of something out of our time completely. And that was the first impression that I got, was that it was a bit surreal, but I found that comforting in some way. I found it comforting that there are people or communities that have managed to completely isolate themselves in today's world. And you think, I don't know why I found it comforting, but it kind of felt like that there is still some space for people to maintain an indigenous culture and language and way of life that hasn't been diluted or made to conform to a global pattern. So in some sense, I found that oddly comforting.
Patrick, were you comforted as well?
I'm not sure if I was comforted. I mean, fascinated, perhaps. What I saw in the photos, what I think it suggested, rightly or wrongly, was a sort of a childlike quality to those who were being photographed, which is perfectly understandable because of the obvious bewilderment one would assume that they would have, any of us would have in that context. But then it's a question of are they looking up out of curiosity or are they looking up out of fear? Perhaps both.
John, what you were hinting at, I think, in your first answer was this idea that if the photograph is from above, that gives the photographer huge amounts of power over the subject. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely.
Actually, you can broaden that. I mean, it's interesting, yes, in the context of what we've been talking about throughout the vast bulk of the programme, namely events in Egypt, the view of the square from above. Does
Absolutely.
That tell us the full story?
And also, I think the struggle between that view from above in Tahrir Square and what you've been talking about this morning, which is actually the view from below, which isn't necessarily visual. I think the question of visibility and having a voice are two very different things. Mm. And what strikes me about that footage and the still images